But first, you and I have done a couple of Kidz Bop segments, Mr. Mino.
Yes, we reviewed, I believe it was Kidz Bop 38 that came out in July.
Yeah, a few months ago.
And played some of the hits from that.
Of course.
And then I believe it was the Sunday of the World Cup final. Justin said, you've been listening to Kidz Bop all weekend.
I mean, I wasn't inspired by the World Cup final.
We've got to bring these songs to the air because they change a lot of the lyrics.
Well, what I always found funny was what they decided to change, A, and B, how they changed it. Because a lot of these things that you'll hear today, I don't think needed to be changed. And when they do decide to change them, they don't really make sense. Now, you can have a conversation about should they even include some of these songs that talk about one-night stands and killing yourself and all this other crazy stuff, you know, hilarity. But to then go in and edit them, and I think it would just be better if they just let these kids say the words but bleeped it.
That would be pretty funny.
They'd hear them say the F word.
That'd probably cause a lot of controversy. But yeah, to kind of set up what Kidz Bop is, I'm pretty sure everybody listening kind of knows what it is. Either if you have kids that you've either gotten a Kidz Bop album for, or if you grew up listening to it a little bit, maybe. I don't know. But what it is it's kind of like the now. That's what I call music. It's a CD that comes out. They release probably two of them every year, and they've been doing it for probably almost 15 or 20 years now. And they take the biggest radio hits of the time, but they make it where kids are singing it. Probably kids between the ages of 10 to 18 are singing these songs, and they make them more kid-friendly versions of them. So like you said, they'll take some very odd subject matter that kids probably shouldn't be singing about, but they'll make it more bubblegum pop versions of it, so
that you can play it in your car on the way to elementary school. You can hear Quavo talking about knocking some chicks up tops.
Yeah,
up.
And if you're familiar with the Migos songs or whatever, and you hear these, it's very funny to hear what they change some of these lyrics to,
because even the radio top 40 hits have some questionable themes about them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start with the GOAT from last time, just to kind of refresh everyone's memory. This was from Nicki Minaj's Starship. The original lyric was, "We're higher than a MF-er." Now, that's kind of a weird one to try to change. So they said, no, let's go a different direction. And this is what they changed that to.
We're Kidz Bop and we take it.
That's what we hear at the end of every show. There's a lot of people in their cars are probably confused.
Because
we're Kidz Bop and we're taking over.
Because not only do you have to change it, you have to add a little effect to it. You know, make it a little easier on the kids' ears.
Okay.
But, so we're going to do part two.
Nice.
This is...
And we have 38 albums to choose from, so we've got a lot of material.
And we'll do it in the same format as last time, where I will give you the original song and the original lyric, and you have to guess what they changed and how they changed it.
All right, I'm excited.
Let's start with something simple. Let's start with John Legend's All of Me.
Okay.
'Cause all of me loves all.
Okay.
Something got edited out of that.
It's not that bad. I think it's going to be, I love your curves and all your edges is the lyric.
Correct. The word curves implies that you're judging a woman based on her looks, and we need to take that out.
He's going to change it to, I love your nerves in all your letters.
That's even creepier.
I love your nerves.
Your nerves?
Your what nerves in all your letters.
Serial killer?
Your name.
Nerves.
Yes.
All of me loves all of you. Love your words and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
All all your words.
He loves all your words.
That's not too bad. Okay,
all the words all the that words you have.
I like nerves better.
I love your nerves.
Yeah, you know,
I was going to say nerds, like the candy. Like he loves
yeah,
the
that'd
nerds
be a little more
have.
Palatable.
Cool.
But no, he just loves your words.
Kept edges in it, though.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I don't know words. What edges is supposed to... I don't know how
edges
that applies originally.
Of, yeah.
I mean, because you have the curves, and then edge is like
you have edges,
straight.
Like the edge of your finger, the edge of your nose.
That's
know.
Also, that's just creepy
like.
On John Legend's part then. Okay, let's go to another one here. This is another one that's a little odd because, again, didn't think this needed to be changed, but this is Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
Okay.
No, it's not.
No,
it is not.
You did not give me that one.
I most certainly did, but we will go to a different one. Let's go to... Okay, how about Hot Shell Ray? You like Hot Shell Ray? How about some Tonight Tonight?
I'm probably have heard this song, but I am not familiar with the band. Let's hear it.
I don't know if I'll make it.
Oh, I've heard this.
But watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright, alright, tonight, tonight.
I woke up with a strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket, and it kinda looks just like you. Mixed with that Galifianakis. La,
okay.
La, la, whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La,
so that's
la,
that one.
Okay. I think it's definitely gonna say, it's gonna change, I woke up with a strange tattoo, because it doesn't want to promote underage kids getting tattoos. And what they're gonna change it to is, I woke up with some strange shampoo.
You're close. You're close.
Okay. Let me.
I don't know if I'll make it. Watch how good I'll make it. It's all right tonight, tonight. I woke up with a strange hairdo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar.
That's
in my
pretty
pocket,
clever.
It looks just like you.
Woke up with a strange hairdo, you know?
Okay, I can see off. That. You wake up with some bedhead and maybe Zach Galifianakis. Zach Galifianakis has some pretty weird hair.
I mean, change the words all you want, but these kids are still talking about waking up from a night out partying and drinking. We're, yeah, now they have a new hairdo.
Whatever. Zach Galifianakis. Know, we've all woken up with weird hair before.
Okay, but he's saying
a new
hairdo.
Look like someone? He says it kind of looks like you. That's one where they change the word and it makes no sense.
And you have a strange hair. Like, it's not bedhead. You have a new strange hairdo. So, like, you just have, like, two hairs hanging down the front of your head.
Your friends were just making...
That's better than a tattoo, clearly.
It is better than a tattoo.
Clearly, what happened is you got passed out because you rode Ritalin too hard that you needed to crash, and they drew a penis on your face and gave you a strange hairdo. But you can't say tattoo.
Yeah. And you can't say penis.
Right. And you can't say tattoo. All right, so there is Hot Shell Ray's Tonight Tonight. How about this very strange one? This is Justin Timberlake's Not a Bad Thing.
I know people make promises all the time, and they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, and you'll be there. But I could be that guy.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be someone cut your heart with a knife, I think is the lyric.
The lyric is when someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding.
I'm going to say it's when someone cuts your cake with a knife and you're barely eating.
I think you try to make it rhyme with theirs a little too much, but you are kind of close, I guess.
Okay.
Here's the Kidz Bop version.
I know people make promises all the time, and then they turn right around and break them. When someone breaks your heart, open with a lie, and you're hurting. But I could be the guy.
So they said break your heart.
They say break your heart open with a lot. Now you're hurting.
Okay, it doesn't make sense.
They break your heart open with a lot.
I mean,
what does that mean?
It's still kind of the same meaning as, I mean, you had your heart broken. That's what Justin Timberlake is talking about in a song. So at least unlike the Hot Shell Ray song, this is, I guess even that one, it still kind of has the same meaning.
Well, it doesn't make sense either because he says cut your heart open with a knife, which is, you know, totally destroying you. They say break your heart open, which that is not a real saying.
I guess cut just isn't as graphic, and they took the knife out, so I guess you can't have weaponry.
Okay, let's go to another one here. Let's go to One Direction's Story of My Life. We got to take a little sex out of this.
Mm.
I
my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones.
Okay, they got to take morning out of there because that implies that she spent the night.
Correct.
So what was the lyric? She told me.
She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. So that means that they.
Oh, in bones.
They did the okay sign with the pointer finger in there.
It's going to be
and
something
the next
like.
Next morning she regretted it.
Netflix
gonna,
and chill.
It's going to be something silly like she told me when she told me or something okay. like that. Let's see.
I'll leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the hallway. She don't
in the hallway. Is that even a kid singing?
It sounds like a. Woman.
They might have, yeah, kids, you know, getting near 20s.
So instead of she told me the next day when she was wearing my shirt and
she told me in the hallway.
Toweling off. Yeah, she told me in the hallway.
So relatable. Like,
just pick a place. She told me
yeah,
in the classroom.
You know, we were at school.
If I had a dollar for every girl that told me in the hallway it wasn't going to work out, I would
right?
be a rich man right now. So that's totally relatable. Totally get it. Middle
All
school.
Right. Okay.
Two more here, both from Macklemore. Okay. This first one.
Jake's favorite.
Right. These are actually suggested from Jake. The first one is Macklemore's song, Can't Hold Us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I gotta eat up with my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark.
Let Macklemore spill a little more.
Okay, I think it's grew up like Wu-Tang raised you is the lyric. They can't say Wu-Tang.
The lyric is, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. You mean
I
you
know
can't,
what it's going to be.
You can't have it's a lyric Wu-Tang. That says.
I know this lyric.
From
what,
a band that.
I know exactly
band,
what it's going to be.
A group that talks about just torturing you for months on a skit.
See, the two segments that we've done this, I know the move already. They're taking out Wu-Tang and they're replacing it with Kids Bop. Let's hear it.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. I grew up really wanna hit songs, but that's what you get when Kids Bop raised.
Yeah!
Woo! Like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm beating at the beat like you give a little push to a great white shark on Shark Week.
Okay. That's what
kids
you did when Kids
flow.
Bop raised you.
When Kids Bop raised you.
It sounds like adults recorded this, and then they just modified the voices in
little
post.
Chipmunky.
See, yes.
See, they're taking,
so chipmunky.
They're taking it from me, where you've got to get the brand of your... You've got to get your name out there. So, just like me throwing out work in progress puns...
They're constantly branding,
you know,
Kids Bop over
yeah.
and over? Okay. The last
just
one,
dancing to it.
The last one is Macklemore's...
The twerk in progress.
Thrift Shop.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine, dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes, those are green, draped in a leopard mink, girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this, smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents.
Okay, what do you think has to be taken out of that?
All of it.
Man, I don't know. I'm going to say it smells like R. Kelly sheets is the line.
Correct.
It smells like salmon.
Fish.
Oh, my.
Or That'd my be little even sister worse. Kelly's sheets.
Same impossible.
Weird. Ooh.
That's smells even
like,
worse.
It smells like Kelly's sheets.
It smelled like salmon.
Fish.
Okay, okay, here's the real one.
Rolling in super deep, head into the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green. Draped in the leopard mink.
Girl standing next to me.
Probably should have washed this. Smells like my baseball cleats.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Like my baseball cleats.
Ew.
Ew. Seriously?
So gross.
I mean, it smells like my baseball cleats, which also smell like R. Kelly sheets. So
I thought they were gonna say
because he tinkles on himself like Booger McFarlane.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
There's part two of Kids Bop lyric changes. We still have 100 in the hopper.
All right.
So we'll do this again in about 3 months, right before season 3.